This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation has been ordered by a state district judge to conduct an environmental analysis regarding American Prairie's 2019 request to graze bison on state land leases. District Court Judge Mike Menahan signed the 16-page order on March 4th, writing that the state agency has a clear legal duty to act, but has failed to do so. Under Judge Menahan's ruling, DNRC has 60 days to conduct public scoping and 90 days to complete the environmental analysis unless the agency appeals the court's decision. Mary Kochenauer, attorney for American Prairie, said, "The court's order is clear. DNRC is not above the law. When the agency itself requires a Montana Environmental Policy Act environmental review, it cannot turn around and refuse to perform the very review that it required in the first place," Kochenauer said. American Prairie has waited years for this environmental review and for an answer, one way or another, on its request to graze bison on state trust leases it already holds. Although American Prairie sought to compel DNRC to issue the leases, since the agency failed to comply with the Montana Environmental Policy Act timelines, Judge Menahan said that wasn't an option since it is a discretionary act. American Prairie first submitted its grazing application to the DNRC in 2019. 4 years later, in 2023, the nonprofit group asked DNRC for confirmation that its lease application for two state sections of land in Phillips County had been received. The state agency said it had received the application and no further information was necessary. 2 years after that, last November, American Prairie filed a lawsuit seeking to compel the DNRC to act. Under the Montana Environmental Policy Act, as revised by Republican legislators in 2001, state agencies were required to conduct an environmental review within 90 days of receiving an application. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation argued in February that it was waiting for the Bureau of Land Management's decision on adjoining federal lands before acting. Under past administrations, the state has piggybacked on the BLM's environmental analysis since it manages so much more acreage. That changed in 2021 when the state said it would conduct its own analysis after it became clear the BLM would approve American Prairie's request to graze bison on 63,000 acres of public land. The BLM first authorized American Prairie to graze bison on its acreage in 2005. Since 2009, the group has been grazing bison on other state lands. While the judge agreed the issuance of the lease is a discretionary act and that he couldn't compel the agency to approve the leases outright, Judge Menahan did say that the DNRC does not have the discretion to do nothing. Menahan said, "DNRC has no authority to decide which portions of MEPA it wishes to comply and which requirements of MEPA it wishes to ignore. Compliance with MEPA means compliance with the entirety of the act." March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, but it's also St. Gertrude's Day. St. Gertrude is the patron saint of cats. Gertrude was born in the year 626 and at the age of 10, refused a marriage proposal, instead choosing the church. Gertrude became the abbess of the nunnery at Nivelles, a city in modern-day Belgium. She built churches, monasteries, and hospices, and Nivelles became well known for its welcome of pilgrims, both lay and religious. Gertrude is also the patron of travelers and gardeners and is invoked against mental illness, rats, and mice. Gertrude died on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 659, at the age of 33. She was venerated as a saint immediately after her death, with churches erected in her honor and many miracles attributed to her. One miracle involved an ocean voyage by her Irish monk friends, during which a sea monster appeared and threatened to capsize their ship. Upon invoking Gertrude's name, the sea monster suddenly disappeared, and the monks survived. The story of the miracle explains the origins of a drink called Gertrudenmint, commonly drunk by sailors in the Middle Ages to ensure a safe journey. So as you're lifting your Guinness today in honor of St. Patrick, take a sip of Gertrudenmint in honor of St. Gertrude.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.